Hello and welcome to a half-hour Christmas special on Radio Prague. I am Ruth Franjková. In today's Christmas show, we'll bring you what is undoubtedly the most famous piece of Czech Christmas music, Česká mše vánoční, or Czech Christmas Mass.
Staň, mistře, zvedni na jasnost, nebesna švarnost, krásu uhlídáš v tento noční čas.
Hej, mistře, vstaň, mistře. Master, hey, rise, I say. Those are the opening words of this popular piece of music. It was composed by a small town teacher, Jakub Jan Ryba, in 1796. Rybovka, as Czechs like to call it, has the structure of a classical Latin mass, but instead of taking place in Bethlehem, it is located in snow-covered central Bohemia. More than 200 years after its first performance, it continues to echo in churches around the country every Christmas.
Slyším za horou tam zvuk, Moldánkový jemný hluk. Majhle, slyšíš, mistře, slyšíš, tu probání líbě hrání, jak to zvučí, krásně hlučí. A nevstaň, mistře, a hrdí, mistře.
Proč mi nedáš spání pokoje? Proč mě nyní lekáš? Řekni, co pak je? Celý den jsem v práci byl, až to potul podil. A tu, když mám odpočinout, ty mě nedáš spáti. Řekni, řekni, co pak přece má to znamenáti.
Jakub Jan Ryba was born in 1765 in the village of Přeštice in West Bohemia. The son of a village teacher and organ player, he received his first music lessons from his father. At the age of 8, little Jakub could play the piano with considerable skill and was being taught to play the violin and organ. Recognizing his talent, Jakub's uncle, a priest and an outstanding tenor, took his nephew to Prague to further his education. During his studies, Jakub Jan Ryba sang with a Gregorian choir, played in a quartet and composed his first pieces. He also played the organ in the Church of St. Salvator. He dreamed of becoming a composer, but his father forced him to return home and earn his living as a village teacher. Ryba eventually resigned on his ambitions and in 1788 moved to the small town of Rožmitál in central Bohemia, where he got a teacher's position. Here he spent the rest of his life with his large family. Apart from his basic school duties, he also worked as a choir master, organ player, conductor and composer in the local Catholic church. Music and school were the main sources of activity for many promoters of the Czech national revival at the time, and Jakub Jan Ryba, as a teacher, writer, poet and composer, has made a great contribution. He composed over 1,400 pieces, both religious and non-religious. His works include 30 masses as well as songs composed to Czech folk lyrics, arias, sonatas, quartets, concertos and symphonies. But the Czech Christmas Mass is the only piece that has outlived him. The piece was first performed in 1796 and, contrary to the tradition of the day, its lyrics were in Czech, not in Latin. Petr Weber is a Czech radio music expert.
Ryba's composition is very interesting because it combines Latin plot of the mass with the Czech words. Because he wanted to make the Christmas story about the nativity more common or more understandable for people who were present in the church. Also for people who were involved in the performance. It's a problem of Latin language in the church that the local people mostly did not understand every word. In this meaning, the Czech language was the possibility to be more connected with the story and with the good news, with the gospel about nativity of the Savior.
Messias ist sicher im Namen. Bitte mir, Wahnsinn mir,
Sonne dich und so.
Спершіть німці правені, на це стопці строєні. Носіте дитя в домі, місто дісне сватему, ведьте правці поспішні, Христу жар розведемо. Єресула вшецьку хасу, а й віжіні, а півсала гусле басу, то й на фіді. І попердоб'єшне ця гайку, діселі залесні край. Апіоскуї за горою, у столей літній впору. Позвів шецькі добре гуце, співаки, а говне трубце, атакуй день петлемо, з гучному зіку. К місту праві щастемо, скуті веліку.
But Czech lyrics were not the only reason behind the popularity of Jakub Jan Ryba's Christmas Mass. It was also his musical language that resonated with the common people. His bright, expressive and memorable tunes touched people's hearts.
Ryba is a composer of very, I should say, simple but very melodic music, which uses idioms common for that time, the Mozart style, I should say, or Haydn, Vienna style. And the third reason is probably that the music is also based on Czech melodies, probably not certain Czech songs, but on the Czech musical or folk musical feeling. So this common language of Czech singing or Czech musicality connected with the Mozart style of that time and with the Czech language, those are three reasons of the popularity of that time.
Although in terms of structure the Czech Christmas Mass has all the attributes of a Latin Mass, the text and the musical setting make it more like a Christmas nativity play. The first section, the Kyrie, describes a village scene where a young shepherd wakes up his master to tell him about a strange heavenly light. The master is a little grumpy at first, but then he gets up and sees the Star of Bethlehem. "You did right, that wondrous sight, who would ever believe it," he admits. "Let us both haste with winged feet to where that music sounds so sweet."
Музика
To create dramatic tension, the angel voices do not announce the birth of the Saviour until the second section of the Mass, the Gloria. Glory to the mighty Lord most holy, peace be unto all the meek and lowly, God be praised for our Saviour's birth, he who comes to redeem the earth.
Musím hned stát do domu hrát. Zbudím svou chasu, aby tu krásu pozorovala. A pak se mnou šla Betlému, jak jsem slyšel z oblohy, když hlas vyšel.
In the Graduale and the Credo, the shepherds are preparing for their journey to Bethlehem. The offertory pays homage to the newborn child. In this passage, we can discern an imitation of folk music when the shepherds say, "Fiddles must be tuned with great care, beautiful strains shall fill the air. We must strive to play our best for the child by whom we are blessed." There is a simple introduction of about 3 chords, and a folk tune follows.
Всё красне, е на мне.
The three final sections, Sanctus, Benedictus and Agnus Dei, are presented as songs of praise before the cradle, with the choir in the final passage praying for peace on earth to all men of good will. Thanks to its simplicity and joyful mood, Jakub Jan Ryba's Czech Christmas Mass became an immediate success and spread quickly around the country. Petr Weber again.
Many people, I mean choir masters and musicians, made copies of the manuscript, and Czech Christmas Mass was performed on many, many choirs in the churches. And when in 1930 the score was printed, then was the next reason for increasing popularity. Nowadays it is so that this is a real symbol of the Czech Christmas, I should say, played everywhere in Czech lands, in churches, in concerts, by professionals, by amateurs. There are maybe hundreds of performances every year all over the Czech lands.
Jakub Jan Ryba, however, did not live long enough to enjoy the enormous success of his Christmas Mass. As a supporter of educational and social reforms, he got into conflict with the local priest and authorities. He could no longer bear the mounting pressure and the struggle to feed his large family, and on the 8th of April 1815, after morning Mass, he took his own life.
He finished his life 17-19 years after the first night of this Mass, so probably he could see the popularity in his own church. He could see or he could know about some other choir masters from the country who wanted to have a copy and so on, but he probably had lived too shortly to be able really to know about this success as we know about it now.
Despite his personal tragedy, Jan Jakub Ryba's Christmas Mass continues to radiate a mood of joy and a feeling of happiness. The composition has kept all its emotional impact and comprehensiveness, and over the years it has become an inherent part of the Czech Christmas tradition.
Oh,
You today with the sound of the most popular piece of Czech music, Jakub Jan Ryba's Christmas Mass. I hope it has brought you as much pleasure as it gives Czechs at this festive time of year. This is Ruth Franková saying thanks for joining us today and wishing you a very Merry Christmas from all of us here at Radio Prague.